The Power by Naomi Alderman. Read by Alexandra Dowling. One of the girls on the lawn pours water on another, setting it sparkling with a faint jolt. The other girl giggles. It tickles. "People make what they need for themselves," says Roxy. "My dad says that. If there's something you need, something you really have to have, not just want to, but have to, you'll find a way to get it." She laughs. He was talking about junkies, wasn't he? But it's more than that. Roxy looks at the girls on the lawn. At this house, which is a home. More than a home. Ali smiles. "If you make it, you gotta protect it." "Yeah, well, I'm here now." "You have more power than anyone we've ever seen, you know." Roxy looks at her hands like she's a bit impressed. A bit afraid. "I don't know," she says. "There's probably other people like me." Ali has a sudden intuition then. Like a fairground machine with gears working and chains clanking. Someone had taken her to one when she was a little girl. Put in two quarters, pull the lever, clunk, grind, thunk. There's a fortune printed on a small rectangle of thick, pink-edged cardboard. Ali's intuition is just like that. Sudden and complete. As if there were machinery working behind her eyes that even she has no access to. "Clank. Thunk," the voice says. "Here. This is something you know now. Use it." Ali speaks quite softly. "Did you kill someone?" Roxy sticks her hands in her pockets and frowns at her. "Who told you?" And because she does not say, "Who told you that?" Ali knows that she is right. The voice says, "Say nothing." Ali says, "Sometimes I just know things. Like, there is a voice in my head." Roxy says, "Bloody hell, you are spooky. Who's going to win the Grand National then?" Ali says, "I killed someone too. A long way away now. I was a different person. Probably deserved it if you did it." He did. They sit with that.